Welcome to Sponsor Spotlight. I'm Dick Heatherton with Fred Solomon, president and founder of Solomon Financial Mortgage and Realty. Fred, welcome, and let's get right to the point. No points, no closingcosts.com, like they say in the old Lassie movies. I think he's trying to tell us something. So tell us something.
Well, everybody thinks it's too good to be true. We've been advertising this program on the radio since May of 2002. We've done about an average of 100 loans a month since that time we started advertising this program, and it's the best thing that we've ever done.
What do you do that sets Solomon Financial Mortgage and Realty apart from others? Let's face it, in Southern California, it seems that there's more mortgage and financial brokers than there's grass. What sets you apart from everybody else?
Well, that's kind of like our mission statement. And our mission statement is such that from the day we hire a new member, we enforce the fact that we pride ourselves as consultants, helping people make smart decisions. That's what keeps me coming to work every day. We really don't sell. We explain options to people. We're here to give the information, the best advice for their exact scenario, as if we were talking to our own mom or dad. That's it. That's what we do. Honest, straightforward, ethical information. In my opinion, that is the only way to build a sound, lasting business as we have done since 1990.
We're speaking with Fred Solomon, who's president and founder of Solomon Financial Mortgage and Realty. And if you'd like more information, as we started out, we talked about their website, which is a great name, nopointsnoclosingcosts.com. Or you can call them at 1-800-811-7709. That's 1-800-811-7709. Fred, you know, it seems that, you know, in the financial and mortgage sector, everybody talks about service. Like I said, they talk about it, but when it comes right down to it, they have no idea what service is all about. Now, I just went through one of those things from hell. I went from an adjustable to a fixed. I finally gave up. I just said, I can't take this anymore. We were chasing the agent all over the place. They'd never get back to us. And yet in the beginning, there's, oh, yeah, we'll keep in touch with you. They never got in touch with us. Please define what do you mean by service.
Well, we have some funny internal comments about that stuff here, so I guess I should probably share those with you.
Please.
What our whole philosophy is if you tell you're going to tell somebody you're going to call them back, then actually pick up the phone and call them back, even if it's to tell them, Mr. Customer, I don't have any more information for you, but I told you I was going to call you back today by 5 o'clock, so I'm doing so, but I'll get back to you tomorrow or whenever we find out the info. Otherwise, the sarcastic approach or to that answer is, why don't you tell them you're going to call them back, but actually don't call them back so you can frustrate and disappoint the customer. And that way you'll be sure to get plenty of referrals down the road and see how that works out for you. But, you know, that's just what we say to our employees in order to keep our level of customer service at an all-time record high. And I guess three complaints in 15 years with the Better Business Bureau, with only one unresolved with an A rating, might kind of answer that question for you.
So you're telling me you've only had three complaints in 15 years and one is still like unresolved and you've got an A rating with the Better Business Bureau?
Well, you can log on to their website and find out for yourself, but the answer is yes.
Wow. Fred Solomon with No Points, NoClosingCosts.com. The phone number is 1-800-811-7709. Fred is president and founder of the Solomon Financial Mortgage and Realty. Now, Fred, you're an investor yourself, and that's good. But having your own company, you probably haven't gone through many of the nightmares the average person has in getting financed, or am I wrong?
Well, I've been through some of my own nightmares as well.
Well, share them with us so that we know that you're on the same page with us.
Well, we were buying a home in Corona Del Mar one time, and we lifted up the floorboard to the home during the home inspection and found out there was water that was building up underneath the home. We ended up having a mold inspection report done, found out that this home has one of the six most deadliest forms of toxic mold that I was about to move into and buy that house. Generally speaking, I've been through it just like everybody else has been through it, and I know what to tell people. I know what to recommend to people. Don't ever get a home inspector that is recommended to you by the listing agent or the real estate agent involved. Go to a website called CREA.org and pick your own.
Spell that, please.
CREA is CREIA.org, California Real Estate Inspection Association.org. And that's where I tell my clients to go look for home inspectors. That was just one scenario that happened to me personally.
So you know what we're going through. Now, also, here in Southern California, we keep on hearing, has the bubble burst? Are there any opportunities left that maybe we should go on out of state? And the fact that you are an investor, you pretty much know what's going on. Let me ask you, has the bubble burst? Are there any opportunities here in Southern California? Now, again, that may sound very self-serving because most of the people that you deal with are in Southern California. But really, has the bubble burst? Are the opportunities still there?
Well, there are three things that you need to be aware of, and I get disappointed by these articles that I read in the newspaper because all they are is predictions, and monkeys can predict. They can guess on Scantron tests, and it's basically there's some three most important things that you need to be aware of when you're thinking about investing for yourself. Number one is the unemployment rate in the area in which you are purchasing.
Hold on a second. I want to unemployment rate. Okay. What's the other two?
Number two is population growth. Are there more people moving into the area or moving out of the area in which you're looking to buy in? The state of Nevada has had the largest population growth in any state in the entire nation over the last 10 years.
And number three?
Number three is people's income levels. Are they going up? Are they going down? Especially in the area in which you're looking to buy. And if you can... Now, just because you have these three things and you buy in an area that has low unemployment and you buy in an area where people's income levels are increasing, that doesn't mean home prices aren't going to drop. It just means you're going to minimize your risk of home prices dropping in that area. Same thing if you bought a lake, golf course, or ocean view home, possibly.
And those are usually the best places to buy, I take it.
Well, we just bought a place ourselves in Kauai, and we were looking in Orange County, you know, Huntington Beach with an ocean view, $600,000. We went and bought a place ourselves over in Kauai for $460,000 with an ocean view. Where would you rather go travel and visit?
Wow, $460,000. We need to talk, Fred. We need to talk. And we are talking right now with Fred Solomon, who is president and founder of Solomon Financial Mortgage Realty. And you can contact him at nopointsnoclosingcosts.com or 1-800-811-7709. Now, Fred, is it true? I've heard this from a couple of people that you'll actually take a look at a purchase contract that was written up by somebody else outside of one of your own people. Is that so?
Well, it's all about being protected and making smart decisions again, like we talked about. If someone is looking out for you, the purchase contract will be written well. If someone isn't looking out for you, I'll be able to tell just by looking at the first page or second page.
Like what? Give us a few, for instances, what is normally left out or maybe omitted or maybe isn't done correctly on a purchase contract?
Usually gets into the counteroffer stage where they'll say home inspection period to be 10 days instead of 17 days because they want your money faster, or they will not allow you to have a home warranty or the home inspection. They're going to tell you that they're not going to fix anything on the home inspection items when there's a list of items that the home inspector finds. They say, sorry, we're not going to take care of that for you. So you got to know how to pre-negotiate before any of that stuff happens.
Fred, let's talk a little bit about training. You know, so many times, in fact, I was hearing about some outfit. They have this big commercial that you hear all the time. And what they do is for every deal that they make on the phone, they get $390. Now, 2 weeks beforehand, they were probably selling shoes or washers and dryers at some department store. What kind of training do you do at Solomon Financial?
Well, we have 18 hours of video that a new member that comes to our company, usually is referred to us. We don't hardly ever advertise for new employees except for W-2 office staff and stuff like that. But loan officers and consultants and our real estate agents are usually referred to us because they hear about what we do. We have the activity happening at our office by our advertising and our referrals from our previous clients. But what we do is we kind of tell people, okay, here's what their situation is. What would you do yourself? And then tell them why you would do it that way. Kind of the same advice you'd give to a close friend or a family member. And if you do that every day for 15 years, come sit by my desk and watch how many people will call you back, if you don't believe me.
What is the biggest problem you see with agents that are out there? What I'm trying to say is, not with a Salomon Financial, but when you find maybe a potential client is coming in and you're finding out that they've been misinformed, what is the most missed information that you're finding out? Are there any, like maybe one or two areas? Just quickly, if you could let us know about that.
Well, one or two areas is that most people don't give proper recommendations on the proper loan program. That's on the mortgage side. On the real estate side, I would say that there's an influx of new agents that have come into the market. And so I would say inexperience would be a major one. However, they'll never claim that most of the time.
We've been speaking with Fred Salomon, who's president and founder of Salomon Financial Mortgage and Realty. We got to continue this because people out there, they're going crazy. They're not getting the service. They're not getting the information. And I hope maybe we can do a series of these, Fred. I thank you so much for joining us on Sponsor Spotlight. And if you'd like more information, you can call Fred and all his bunch at 1-800-811-7709. That's 1-800-811-7709. Or go to the internet, nopointsnoclosingcosts.com. Fred Salomon, thank you so much for joining us on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Thank you.